This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Anyone can pick up a trumpet and spit out a few notes, but try making beautiful music while high-stepping, twisting, and turning across a giant football field surrounded by 300 of your closest friends. Fall is finally here. That means the Big Red Marching Machine is back in action, and as ISU's marching band prepares for another home game this Saturday at Hancock Stadium, and then the homecoming parade, Big Red has a new leader. GLT's Ryan Denham chats with Bloomington Normal native Polly Middleton about her new role as the marching band director.
So far, it's going great. Fantastic kids to work with, fantastic faculty to work with. And, you know, all of our interactions have been great. The community's been really receptive. At our first football game, athletics was really, really supportive. The community was really supportive in a way that I haven't experienced at other schools. So that was a great surprise. And it sort of drove home how supportive everybody is, I think, of the Big Red Marching Machine. But so far, it has been a really great first season.
So this time of year, you got football, the homecoming parade is probably when Big Red is most visible to the campus community and Bloomington Normal at large. Can you talk about the work that your Big Red students kind of put into those halftime shows, those parade performances, the rehearsals and all that?
There is so much behind the scenes that goes into every single performance that you see, whether it's a parade or a pep rally or a halftime show at a football game. So there's a lot of work that goes into all of those. And it's a real testament to the students because they put in that time to make it successful. We all want to have a really successful product. We all want to have each performance be the very best we can possibly do. So there's a lot of work that goes into it. And obviously, this is the point of the season where we have a lot of those extra things. We have homecoming parade. We have homecoming pep rallies. We obviously have our homecoming game. We have football games coming up. And so we really have to be very focused and very efficient in our rehearsals just to make sure that we hit on all of those performances so that we really are giving everyone our very best.
You grew up in Normal, had some exposure to ISU, and probably saw Big Red performing when you were a kid. What was attractive to you about this position and that made you want to come and work for ISU and direct Big Red?
You know, the best attraction for this was the actual job itself. I love marching band. I love athletics bands. That's just what I really like to do. And so in that respect, I knew the Big Red Marching Machine is a great marching band. And to have the chance to work with that and these caliber of kids was really, really attractive to me. I know the School of Music here is first rate. I know it's fantastic. Again, the faculty are really, really great, and the work ethic and the talent of the students is also really high. So having a chance to come and be a part of that was really exciting. You know, having a chance to be back in my home state and my hometown, that was attractive too, but it wasn't my primary draw. The primary draw really was the job and the school.
Big Red Marching Machine performs at halftime during Saturday's Redbird football game at Hancock Stadium. You can also see them in action during the ISU Homecoming Parade October 21st.